Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the world's largest, most fabulous, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us for more at BigJujuMedia.com. Listen for free on SoundCloud at Big Juju Media.
Oh, my mic is on.
Oh, my God. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. We are the biggest, the largest, the richest, the most fabulous, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of the earth, so just get over it. So tonight we have a very special show. An amazing show.
So fabulous.
Totally.
We are talking about millennials.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God, millennials. They hate capitalism. They have problems with microaggressions. Trigger warnings. They engage in emotional thinking, and they have cognitive distortions.
Boring.
We have so many things to talk about with this. So let's all discuss. Let's jump into this millennial thing. What are we going to do about this?
Well, the first thing is we got to understand, like, what the terminology is that's being used to describe the millennials melting all over the planet and causing the global warming.
That's right.
No kidding.
This trigger warning stuff, it's like a trigger warning.
It's causing the floods.
A statement at the start of a piece of writing, video, or audio.
Alerting the
audience.
Watch out!
To the fact that it contains potentially distressing material.
Oh, Jesus is coming to get you!
Often used to introduce a description
good.
Of such content. Uh-huh. That is what a trigger warning
trigger
is.
Warning!
Like, Jesus?
You should probably have one at the beginning of every single show. Because, you know, we're Big Juju Media.
We are,
not the bad mojo, you know. I'm just saying. You know?
I understand what you're saying, but I disagree about warning all these little fart heads. Microaggression, by the way, is like the everyday verbal and nonverbal and in environmental slights and snubs
and slubs and chocolates.
Whether, you know, intentional or unintentional, it doesn't matter because this is about communicating hostility.
It's about the Bible.
Derogatory language and voice tones and emotions. Negative messages to target persons based solely upon their marginalized group membership.
That is sin,
these psychologically scarred millennials are killing countless industries, from napkins to diners across America. There are so many businesses based on capitalism and making the big bucks.
They don't want to work, though.
They just hate because it's too much work for their snowflake brain. I'm sick of it.
Well, you know, the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy discovered that 80% of unmarried evangelicals between the age of 18 and 29 engage in sex. Using a more stringent definition of evangelical.
My ears are burning.
The National Association of Evangelicals
NAE
recently reported that 44% of millennial evangelicals had sex outside marriage.
That
is a sin.
Good for them.
Jesus and God.
Good for them.
Laying with their pee-pee and their butts and their boobies.
Right
and
on.
Taking movies of them and sending their photos of their...
What?
Their party parts.
Like strippers
having sex. Shut up and stay out of our sex lives. Well, Jesus is coming to catch you. That's all I wanted to say. Take your trigger words, your microaggressions, and shove it. Your party parts.
Pastor man's on another pastor adventure. Millennials can't handle reality. So does that mean that we're doomed?
No, it doesn't.
Millennials say they're having a quarter-life crisis.
Give me a break.
What is going on? I know they have a lot of debt and they just can't handle real life.
Well, they should try stripping.
We've never seen this before with the entire generation. freaking out.
It's a lost generation.
Like, we don't deal with it, you know.
Lost generation. They get used to capitalism, and you know they don't know suffering until they've shaken it on a stage in Vegas with a bunch of angry white and vandalized, flaccid Republican politicians. Dimes and dollars in my cheese.
That's right.
Like seeing them go, you know, to the Congress the next day.
And what? Just,
hello, what's that about? I guess, you know, whatever, freedom of speech. It's
can't
like,
believe
hello,
this.
Millennials, get a grip. Try stripping and raise some money, okay?
Don't try
stripping. I'm just saying, okay,
stripping
there
is
you
a
go
sin. It's a sin.
I'm John McNamara with your headline millennial news now. Millennials need to stop complaining about the housing crisis because not only do they not want a house, they can't afford them. And millennials are an amazingly patient bunch when they're drinking Tropical Punch. And growing issues, social media advice isn't condescending. It's all about the facts for millennials these days. And young women are the most stressed compared to other generations, if they're a millennial. Millennials exacerbate Germany's labor shortage problem by saying, we don't want to work, it's too much work. Five realities of being a perennial, aka a millennial parent, are that they don't want to be a parent, it's too much work. And Representative Joe Kennedy has a message for millennial voters. Please get out and vote, even though you'll have to get up out of bed and actually do something to vote. A growing percentage of millennials have absolutely nothing saved, either in money or in time and patience or in their mind. And that's it for your Millennial Headline News Now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
I'm Catherine Damian. I'm Liv for Classy Living, Millennial Edition. There are several industries that millennials don't think are classy, and that's why those industries are dying in capitalism. One of them are casual dining chains like Buffalo Wild Wings and Applebee's. The concept of starter homes, they're not classy. They're renting longer and buying expensive homes later, if never. Millennials don't like beer. They don't like alcohol. They prefer spirits, which are classy. Something I disagree with is millennials don't think that napkins are classy. They prefer the paper towels. They don't like restaurants chains like Hooters. I really disagree with that myself. With my Christian sinless breast implants, I like a good restaurant like Hooters where I can shake it with some of my former stripper girlfriends. Anyway, millennials, they don't like cereal. It's too much work to clean it up after they're done eating it, which is, it's not classy to millennials. They don't like golf. They don't like motorcycles. They don't like home ownership. They don't like yogurt. It's just not classy for millennials to have any of these industries, you know? So there you go.
I'm Pastor Pernod Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministries, deciphering Jesus and God, talking about the costly toll on the soul of your out-of-wedlock sex. And seeing the feels that millennials are having, always screaming at Jesus, get out of my sex life. Well, Jesus is coming to get you. You know what? Other young evangelicals are truly struggling with sexual morality in their party parts. You're not going to get upset. They're putting their films on the interwebs and the just committing adultery, and they're showing off all their parts. And anyway, there's a song that goes, can you lie next to her and give her your heart as well as your body? And can you lie next to her and confess your love as well as your folly? And can you kneel before the king and say, I'm clean, for far too many young men racked with guilt and regret over their defeats of their party parts and struggles, the answer is an ashamed no. They have gone ahead and they have done the party part parties with their sin parts and their toilet vixen parts. Bernard having a crisis of Bernard experiencing a microaggression. I think Bernard need a trigger warning from the millennials. The millennials themselves and their sex sins are committing microaggressions on Pastor Pernod. And that ain't nice. I'm not even gonna read from the Bible. I'm just experiencing a microaggression from all these toilet vixen potty parts.
on the millennials wanting to have sex.
Oh, Lord.
That is a trigger warning.
No, it is not. God. You really ought to get out and date more. You know, it's just
keep
it's
going.
The end of your segment or what? A trigger warning is something different.
Finish your segment.
I think it's a micro insult, which is like a verbal and non-verbal.
I don't care what it is. Finish the segment, Pastor.
Insensitivity and demeans a person's racial heritage or identity.
I cannot believe this.
You know, he's a pastor. He's probably demeaned because he believes in sin.
Well, I know he does.
I just did your segment for you, Pastor Man.
You just did my segment.
Righteous man.
I cannot believe.
I love Starbucks.
I cannot believe. I didn't even finish my segment. How the robots let me get away with this. I told you those robots and not the sound man. We don't have a sound man. Where's the sound man? The robots are sin.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I think you're experiencing your own microaggression, so we should probably give him a trigger warning.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your continuing millennial headline news now. There's a growing percentage of millennials that have absolutely nothing to do, and that's why they need to read these three books that will help them understand themselves, except those haven't been written yet by the millennials who want to write them. They say they can't get around to it. It's too much work. 16% of millennials have 16% saved up in terms of bitcoins and money they want to have saved up someday, but they haven't gotten around to it yet. Cool millennials hit a Presidio party and start beating each other up over their own snowflakes, whose snowflake is going to melt first and that sort of thing. Why millennials are making memes about wanting to make frosting on cakes, because if the cake is white or black or yellow, or you get the idea. Millennials aren't sure if democracy is essential for them because it's too much work to even think about it. Why are millennials so slovenly when it comes to work? They haven't gotten around to that yet because my guess is thinking is too much work. That's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
So, Catherine, you were saying,
what?
Like, millennials don't like yogurt.
That's
is
right,
that
yeah.
true?
Oh, that's
What's
right.
up with yogurt? Like, are they afraid of it? Is,
they
is
are,
yogurt
yeah.
too much work
it
for
is,
millennials?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, but it is real a scandal because, like, light yogurt sales fell 8.5% the year ending in September 2016.
Right, yeah.
It dropped $200 million from roughly $1.2 billion
that's right.
to $1 billion, according to my good friends, the Nielsen's ratings, you know.
I love the Nielsen's. Well, the wider yogurt industry, Jonathan, had sales that declined 1.5% in the fourth consecutive year of falling sales. The problem with yogurt, and it's light yogurt, okay? It's like the yogurt industry has done everything possible to not make yogurt heavy for these millennials.
Good
and
God.
It's the light yogurt that they have a problem with.
Really?
It's too health conscious.
Okay.
It's
right.
too low calorie,
oh
too
my.
Low fat.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's all about Greek yogurt for them, which appeals to customers seeking a filling option packed with protein.
So not Jewish.
Instead of everything healthy, you know, it's just so typical.
Well, on the flip side of the rise of protein and
what?
Organic everything is like the fall of sugar in the markets, you know, Steve?
Well, I do know that light yogurts were packed with sugar, advertised as low-fat, healthy choices, but they were just crammed full of sugar, so, you know, it's so crappy.
Right on, everyone. Hi, I'm Jonathan Knightsbridge with the Evening Message. We're talking about millennials and microaggressions and trigger warnings, emotional thinking, cognitive distortions, and this whole, you know, more effective intervention that needs to happen that is called proactive psychoeducation, involving the preventative psychology of moral education based on value science, plus a curriculum consisting of Ellisonian cognitive psychology and comparative religion, the history and philosophy of science, the scientific method, and various resources you can read about at Starbucks that are being developed by those with an interest in a new field called philosophical counseling. And it's inspired by, like, this dude who is, like, reading the Stoic philosopher Epictetus. So it's like, given the scale of bad thinking that's going on out there, it's like, we're left asking, like, what is wrong with society and the discontents of millennials? It's like, don't you have enough Starbucks, dudes? It's like, Okay, so you don't like the light yogurt, but like, you know, after you take a dump, go take a coffee, man, and chill out. It's like, why aren't we hearing more from practicing clinical psychologists? Hello? And why are campuses coddling students with bad thinking, assuming that, you know, everyone in the campus is right? Because it's like, from the perspective of axiological psychology, we're dealing with a tragic flaw in the character of society and civilization. Because that's like the roots of all this bad thinking, and microaggression and trigger warnings are crap, man. It's like, they need to know about the ABC method, where the A is the activating events, and those are the facts. And the B is the belief systems, and that's like what you tell yourself. And the C is the consequent emotions and behavior. So A doesn't cause C, B causes C, okay? So it's like, if someone calls you a name, and then you have an emotional reaction and behavior, it's not the name calling that triggered you, okay, millennials? It's your belief about what someone said.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now about millennials. Where are millennials moving to? Madison Avenue? No, they can't afford it. They can't even spell Madison because it's too much work. Tony James says that millennials face a retirement crisis that will tear the social fabric of America apart. But the good news for everyone else and all the other generations is they'll be dead and millennials will be alone to solve the problem themselves because, hey, they know everything anyway. Millennials don't want to delay spouse, house, and kid, says another magazine that hasn't been written yet because it's founded by millennials who are going to get around to it someday. A growing percentage of millennials have absolutely nothing saved. We keep repeating that because it's kind of a hint, kind of a hint, kind of a hint. An IBM study points to millennials as a key driver to better securities of computers. They just shut them off and throw them away. They've got better things to do, like sleep. Why Generation Z is the key to company innovation. Hey, stop innovating. It'll save you money. They don't want to buy it anyway. They can't afford it anyway. And they're probably already offended by it. And hey, isn't that a microaggression? That's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Oh my God.
That's really what it's about, Steve. It's really about the tri-axiomatic value vision
it
and
is,
beyond.
Yeah. What? It's
not
what?
Just another poorly defined, fuzzy clinical concept.
Okay.
Metaphor,
I don't
It's actually
this.
The new discipline.
It is.
Okay. That is studying millennials and all their microaggressions and trigger warnings.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I thought so, Jonathan. So thank you for that.
What
that
are you
wonderful.
Doing?
Yeah, it's also called the axiological science, Steve.
What?
Oh, hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg. I'm in over my head on the show today. Oh, my God. Welcome to Life Hacks Television, where we're hopefully going to give you some life hacks instead of emotional thinking and cognitive distortions and trigger warnings and microaggressions. I have a very special guest today, Catherine Jamie Alamalu. We're talking about millennials not being able to handle reality or much of anything else, and they're just melting all over the place.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Hi, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here. I am a structured speaker, America's favorite national motivational conservative Republican, now independently registered.
Okay.
I voted for Hillary.
Pure
Christian speaker.
Did you?
So we're talking about millennials, the snowflakes.
That's right.
Causing the melting of the polar ice caps because all the ice is melting. You know, like when we have like those number counters, the random number generators all over the world.
Everywhere.
That we knew on 9/11.
Oh, I know
all saying 9/11, 9/11.
Oh, well, my
now,
God.
So many millennials are upset.
Oh, my God.
You know,
God.
They're like the melting snowflakes.
Yes.
That all the ice on the planet is also melting.
Oh, it's terrible.
And millennials have caused it. Yeah.
You know, I cannot believe that an entire generation could do this and melt all the ice. I mean, is that scientifically valid?
Yes.
Is it? What's going on with that? How do we know?
Well, if reports concerning today's manifestation of political correctness are any indication, Steve, we're talking about microaggressions and trigger warnings, and these are correct as far as millennials are concerned. And that means our educational system has failed millennial students. I mean, not only in education, but in safety and security. The kids are getting shot, okay, by their fellow millennials.
I know.
I mean, it's just like, hello, mass school shootings. Evil. That's not funny.
No, it's evil. And so we're not going to talk about the shootings. We're going to talk about the snow melting. Let's get back on that track.
Okay, well, anyway, it's not surprising, given the fact that we learn our ABCs and 1-2-3s without learning.
I'm Pastor Pernod Ferner, and I'm asking all the millennials out there to put your phone down, put your smartphone down, and stop taking photos of your party parts and put them on your chatting things online with, like, your chatterbait stations and your chatterbait web channels, and all your party parts are out there, and Jesus can see what you're doing, and it's like, you got to cover that up with a fig leaf, because that ain't nice. Don't show off your party parts, okay? Jesus don't want to see that. That's filth and sin. No more party parts. Put them away.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your headline news now. Millennials have taken over the workforce. They're just kind of sitting there waiting for work to happen. But they still haven't figured out how the work is going to get done. Millennial women tend to lead with their hearts, and especially after they've had coffee, and white millennial men are still not involved in getting women's pay for being a man. That's it for your headline news now on Millennials. I'm Jordan McNamara.
Basically, what we're talking about, Steve, is that the ABCs and 1-2-3s need to have our FDTs.
That's right.
The nature, exercise,
What's
and
that?
Influence of the feeler, doer, and thinker dimensions of feeling, acting, and thinking, defining the three-dimensional behavioral universe.
So
I learned
involved.
That as a structured speech.
This is so
involved. And also, education falls short because of the one-sided, asymmetric evolution of natural science without the restraint and checks and balances of a science of values, recalling that morals are normative values.
This is so over my head. This is over my head.
Hi, everyone. I am doing a show for the millennials tonight with Mornings with Malou and Classy Living. I know a few things about classy living and being not a millennial. I am myself not a millennial, even though I am, but I'm not. Even though I am, but I'm not. And I want to continue on that list of industries that millennials are having a real hard time with. They don't like bars of soap. They like it dirty and raw and check and slide and glide and hip and woo! Oh, my God. Oh, I just landed a quadruple axel. So screw that Olympian that thinks that she's the only one who can do it. I mean, where are the cameras when I do it, you know? You know what else millennials don't like? Diamonds. Now, listen, girl, there is something wrong with you if you don't like diamonds. And fabric softener. I mean, oh my God. You cannot leave the stripper stage smelling like a French horse bath where you've got, like, sweated out costumes that haven't been washed in 3 days. And you just, you know, spritz yourself with Jean Nate or something from, you know, Dwayne Reed or GNC. I don't care what it is. Payless. You know, but fabric softener, come on. Okay? They don't like banks. Okay? The millennials distrust financial establishments. They rarely visit physical banks. It's like they don't like Macy's or Sears or big department stores. They don't like designer handbags. I mean, like I can't relate to these millennial girls. It's like, where is the fashion? Where is the style? Where's the salon touch and the move and the toe and the point and woo! Oh, God. You know what else? They don't like the gym. They don't like home improvement stores like Home Depot and Lowe's. I mean, they don't like football. I mean, it's like, what about the football team, ladies? I mean, can you please?
No.
Whatever. Okay.
I cannot believe this. Young evangelical millennials today must choose their master.
Oh,
it cannot
God.
Be their party parts. It must be Jesus and God.
Please.
And that is the holiness that Pernod would like to talk to. Because right now, too many evangelical millennials are following their appetites and desires of their party parts.
They right are on, bending God's
it's
standards.
It's called right facts, on. Okay? It's
devil.
Facts.
The goat with the horns.
The goat.
And they are trying to satiate their libido.
Libido. Libido, yeah. Otherwise known as sex drive, which is righteous.
Oh, I love it.
It's like, don't listen to a millennial. It's like, go out and make love, not
war. Oh, look, exactly, Jonathan.
No.
It's like, please don't listen to him, millennials.
You
we
listen
need
to me.
You to keep breeding
you listen
and
to me.
Inbreeding if you're in the South.
I cannot believe that.
We need to grow the population of America to engage in my offshore retreats where we show you, well, I've already told you before, I just take my clothes off and you do too, and we just tell it like it is. So, yeah.
I cannot believe I am here in this. Oh, Big Juju Media Radio Show. They are bending God's laws. And Pernod has something to say about that. You know, the cost of trespassing on the laws of Jesus and God with Pernod means that you are trespassing the providential limits, and that is too high. So you gotta beware of your acceptable sins, because they're gonna just, I can't, Pernod is so tongue-tied right now, I can't even read the Bible, I can't say anything.
Funny, I could shake it. Oh my God, what am I doing? Oh, this is the news.
I'm Jonah McNamara with your
oh,
real headline
shit.
News now. Trump lashes out after
am
a
I still on the news?
Place. The Russian plot,
hello?
He says it's not a chess game he was invited
okay.
to. He's going to play checkers instead. And what about Twister? Furious students who survived the school caking incident say they want tougher cake laws, and they don't want anyone telling them what frosting to put on their cakes. The GOP donors say that I will not write another check until candidates support my ass. I guess that's a spelling error. Inside the complicated world of Olympic figure skating judging, well, it's not a 10.0, it's a 4.5. And that's it for your headline news now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
And somehow Pernod has broken in with a new idea. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Pernod is on the news! I have my holy words, Bible. Oh, now we're done. The robots are telling me I'm done.
Can you believe that millennials can't handle fashion and style and, oh my God, I can't even believe this. It's like, how can you not like oil for your cars? I mean, they're so into electric cars. They just, every industry they don't like is something that I'm cashing in on for classy living. I mean, classy football. Classy Home Depot, classy gyms, classy designer handbags, classy Sears, classy banks, classy fabric softeners, classy diamonds, classy bars of soap, I mean classy light yogurt, okay, classy home ownership, classy motorcycles, classy golf, classy cereal, and classy restaurants. If you've got boobs, ladies, get some class. Open a restaurant. Show them off. I mean, maybe you'll make some money and pay off that student debt.
Well, the show's almost over, everyone. I don't know
oh
if we've
God.
Given any help to the millennials at all. We're
well,
talking about microaggressions
yeah.
and trigger warnings
oh,
and
I
this
know.
ABC stuff and
right.
all this psycho babble YouTube were talking about.
Right.
I have no idea what it was talking
well,
about,
it's
but
very
can we
structured.
Sum it up so that they have something to take away
okay.
with and
okay.
have some hope for the future,
okay,
some brightness
Steve.
For the future for the millennials?
Yeah,
well, you know, it's no wonder that so many millennials
yeah,
say they're having like a crisis
oh.
at their current point in their life right
yeah.
now, which
and
is
they
like
don't
a
need to,
life
though.
Crisis.
I
they're
know.
Supposed to be finding out who they are
the
and
crest,
what life
yeah.
is about.
Yeah,
you know, there was
fun.
A LinkedIn survey of 2,000 millennials
oh,
that was shared
right.
by Moneyish.
Yeah.
And it revealed that 72% of young professionals aged 25 to 33
I read that,
confessed
yeah.
to being in a quarter life crisis.
A real crisis.
It's like a period of self doubt and
uh-huh.
insecurity. And it leads them to question their choices about Starbucks and coffee and shit.
And stripping,
and
you
their
know.
Choices
yeah,
they
no,
made in their
no,
life,
no.
especially when it comes to relationships and career paths, you
right.
know.
Right, well, they, you know, they only have a small amount of disposable income. They've got mountains of debt, debt and bills, and their employment is so uncertain, you know, and it's like, what is the politics going to do? The more they get upset, the more the global warming increases. I just, I don't really know. I think millennials are on the forefront of today's social media-centric culture, and it's really resulting in difficult times for a lot of them, but there is hope because it all gets better.
Well, that's right, because Jesus and God wants to grant them their enabling grace to the saints that they might send in all their money to substantiate their college debt and their credit card debt and all their other debts when they send in their money to Jesus through Pernod. Then I can teach them about how the sanctification of human life is manifested in appropriate ways.
God.
Like the economy of God and almsgiving and kind acts and the pursuit of political justice and biblical evidence and proof and yes, even their sexuality with their toilet vixen party parts. And stop sinning and have fun in the sack instead.
You know, I don't think I understood any of the lingo. This triaxiomatic value vision stuff. And
ABC.
The catastrophic thinking.
The cognitive
of magical thinking.
Philosophical
emotional
counseling.
Reasoning, which ignores
rats.
We're going to have to come back with the trigger warnings. I'm getting a microaggression.
We need a diagnosis.
We need Pernod.